Yeah. This goddamn one. Now you got your financial. Now get out of my goddamn
place. Episode 8, man. Plugged In Podcast. A lot of crazy ass shit been going down since the last shit. Shout out to my niggas, man.
Hey. Gerald on deck.
What's up, Skip?
Hello, Sheriff. Hello. Like it, you know, when we gonna give y'all what it is?
Yeah, I got a. Oh, I'm tripping. Yeah, I'm gonna get right into it, man. Damn, I forgot what the fuck I was gonna open up with. Shout out to everybody on the live, man. What's going on, my nigga?
What's happening?
Thank you for plugging in and whatnot. Yeah, did you see the Tekashi 6ix9ine interview?
I mean,
I think he got about six. I think he has about 6 million.
Yeah, what up, Skill Up? Yeah, man. I know when it happened. He had a million views. So I can imagine. I already know it's gonna. He be doing numbers, man. Regardless of what they say, he do numbers.
Yeah. Then 50 just came out today and said that he was attending.
I ain't even a chance to watch that yet, but yeah.
They just trolling though. They just trolling. They just trolling like a motherfucker, bro. Shout out to KU, the Kansas Jayhawks.
Yep.
Going to the Final Four. I will probably be in Lawrence on Saturday. Wish I could be in San Antonio and actually go to the game, but
hello,
I
think I'm gonna pull up in Lawrence, man. I see you. Man, share it like it, man. Appreciate that. But yeah, man, they doing their thing too. Did you see that picture of them down there?
Right.
After the game? I was like, wow.
Yeah. I seen a few things.
Right.
What's up? My nigga Chris Kelly and this bitch. That's what's up. Man, thank y'all for plugging in with us and shit on the line. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and get in some ill shit you sent me, though. In Great Mills, Maryland, I think. Got to be. A 17-year-old student shot and critically wounded two students at a Maryland high school on Tuesday morning before dying after a gunfight with a campus security officer. A 16-year-old girl and 14-year-old boy who were wounded were taken to hospitals. That's what the sheriff's,
right.
The county sheriff said. The girl was in intensive care with life-threatening critical injuries,
right.
While the boy was in good condition.
It's crazy. And you said who stopped him? You said who stopped him?
You said what?
You said it was a security officer? I mean, the guard at the school or something that stopped him?
Yeah. Campus security officer.
What's happening?
Yeah. That shit is crazy.
Did you see that article where they said they trying to arm students with rocks? Did you read about
they trying to arm students with rocks?
They in certain, I can't remember what it said. They armed the students with rocks. It was an article, you know what I mean, on the internet, all that. They trying to arm them with rocks. They're going to stone them to death. I said, man, some rocks and they shooting guns? Come on, man. I think you need to hire some more security or something. Or have the police there. I want to have the police. That they there to preserve, to serve and protect. Shit, man. That's how I look at Hunter Park.
I don't believe
the police up there.
That's crazy. Armed students with rocks, for real.
On the net, bro. A big ass article. Get out of my goddamn face.
Some other crazy shit I've seen. This chick, I don't know how old she was. She probably was in her 30s. She actually, you remember when all them kids did that walkout last week, I think, or whatever, like around the country and shit? Well, this chick that worked in one of the schools, she was a custodian. She went in like three different book bags and got some bread. And got caught for it and got fired and shit. I'm like,
stealing.
Got like $200.
Stealing. She's like 32 years old. Custodian. Something like that.
And they fired her.
Hey, did you hear about that? There was another kid that went to jail. They said that he was writing notes about, you know, he wanted to be a mass murderer and actually found him drunk. You feel me? Drunk. on the side of the road, stole some of his mom's liquor, and police arrested him. They found his notes and all that stuff. April 2nd, what's happening? They're going to strike next week on April 2nd. Yeah, they need to, man. They need to. Because you know why they're doing that? Because it was a teacher who stood up for the kids, you know what I mean? And when she stood up for kids, she ended up getting penalized, you know what I mean? She ended up getting suspended. So it's like telling the kids to stand up for themselves. Yeah. And then when they stand up for themselves, you suspend me? What the fuck are you teaching the kids? You know what I mean? So, yeah, I see that happening, bro. I see that happening right. Below. Right. And for not enough pay, they bringing that back up yet? Because Virginia won that settlement, man. I mean, not settlement, but they gave them more money, a 5% increase or something. So I bet a lot of teachers going to do that shit. They ain't getting paid at all. All bad.
It's all bad.
They need to put the money in them teachers instead of them punk-ass police, man. They putting all the millions in them cars and all that. They need to spend it on them teachers, bro.
You are now tuned in to the Plugged In
Podcast. Yeah, man, that's all bad. Did you see, I think it was yesterday, the little verdict or whatever about Alton Sterling? I think it was Alton Sterling. Basically,
motherfucker
get charged and shit.
The officer.
Or was it the character? I'm tripping. Who it was, I'm hot, yeah, so, but, I think it was the dude that got choked out, so it must have been, like,
Eric, well, the dude with the Eric Garner. I know you're talking about the Eric Garner thing. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? It was all bad. That's wild. Teachers going on strike, oh, they really should have been going on strike back when shit, right. I was in fucking high school. They weren't getting paid for shit either. It's just, they got a gun in the conversation. Guns are in the conversation now. But you know what I heard, though? I heard that they was going to have, like, one person that was going to be responsible.
What do you mean?
To have everybody even have a gun in the motherfucking school. It's gonna, you know what I mean? It's going to come down to, like, one motherfucker in the school that can be like, all right, you can whip it out now if you need to. But I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I like crazy. To see how they would choose that one person. Right. They need to go through a mental check, PST, PS, whatever that is, check, all that, man.
There just needs to be one motherfucker that got access to even have a gun in the school, period. Like, that motherfucker got to walk to the class or whatever. It just depends on the situation, you know. They got to be smarter than Donald Trump. And he just come out saying, well, just give him a gun. Just give him a goddamn gun. Everything will be all right. But yeah, back to the chick that was stealing money out the book bags and shit. Now that school has mandatory clear backpacks.
They in jail.
See-through backpacks and shit. So they're trying to get that shit throughout everywhere here soon so that all, you know, they all gonna have to have like see-through backpacks and shit. Motherfuckers can't even go to school, and it's crazy. We so lucky, cuz, for real, cuz, like, we didn't have to go through none of it. I remember being in high school at Highland Park when the freshman bullshit started. I was older than that, and you, like, a grade or two older than me, so.
Damn, nigga.
A grade or two older, like, we still had this kind of shit. But you know what I'm saying, like. He didn't have to go through none of that. These motherfuckers nowadays, they got to wear certain shit. It's all bad. And that bullying shit is real ill. They wasn't doing the type of
nigga,
shit.
Nigga, they was doing bullying they back then, but it's a different...
They were. But you on social media flamed. Now, so you getting flamed on.
Yeah.
And everybody's easy. You know, you had to be like, back in our day, it wasn't like that. It was, but it wasn't so easy for everybody to just see and, you know... So yeah, see-through backpacks and all that shit, and that's like in Broward County, in Florida. And shit.
It's crazy, you said, it's gonna be the Wild Wild West out here, man. As far as how they doing it, man, they gonna break it all down, man. If we don't bite down and pay attention to what's happening, man, we gonna be lost out here, lost in the sauce.
Right. Another thing I caught on, you know who Lisa Bonet is?
Nope, I'm about to pull her up now, though.
Lisa Bonet.
Bonet?
Lisa Bonet. Bonet. B-O-N-E-T. She was on the Cosby Show.
And you talking about Pudding Pots.
Recently came out. recently came out talking about Bill Cosby, how she's not really surprised. But, you know, and I was like, damn, because nobody, like, I think Rudy didn't have anything bad to say about him.
He was saying that if
Alicia Rashad didn't have nothing bad to say about him. Everybody on the other cast, as far as the cast, pretty much was just like, you know, didn't have. But she just pretty much was just like, I ain't, you know, I ain't surprised.
It was a sinister energy. You know,
and everything that's going on.
It was a sinister energy, but didn't happen. Yeah.
Yeah. But years ago, she had did a, years ago, she did something, a movie role or something, and he didn't agree with it or something. He said it's about to be no school. Oh, why, what's
the I got it. This is what she said. Yeah. She said, this woman says that while she wasn't aware of Bill Cosby's sexual misconduct while working with him on The Cosby Show, she admits there was always, she always did something sinister around him. What the fuck does that mean? So you just gonna get the money and feel something sinister? Man, if you don't get your ass out of here, I don't know. Come on, man.
All I can say is women do have intuition. But she's a young, you know, I don't know. What I do know is that it was wild in the 70s. I didn't live in that shit, but I know that
it was doing Quaaludes. It was doing Quaaludes.
Shit was going down. That's exactly what I was just about to say. Quaaludes.
I mean, I'm probably screaming. What is that? About to Google it.
Yeah. But yeah, I remember. Yeah, since the last episode, the Austin bombing shit went down and all of that. And what you think about how that motherfucker killed himself?
Oh, the bomber?
Oh, shit. And he left a letter and whatnot. Yeah. I heard he left a letter and whatnot saying that, you know, basically saying, like, you know, I don't give a fuck. Everybody deserves it.
He had no more.
You know, they said he described himself as a sociopath.
Yeah, he looked crazy, man. I mean, as far as the real picture that they showed with his little blonde hair and shit, and his, oh, he had a little beard. I don't know if he had a beard.
Yeah, because he was. Yeah, they showed him when he was younger, and then you know the older version. I remember I was at my job, and this one of my coworkers talking to me about it. She's like, "You see the way he looked?" No. I said, "He don't even look like that no more. He's older." They showing y'all pictures. You think you're looking at a 19-year-old. This dude probably about 30-something. Wow.
Like, keep fresh out of high school. Yeah.
That was some shit. I'm just glad he didn't kill anybody else.
I mean, that's one thing, you know, to kill somebody, but to make a bomb and literally have it triggered to go off on a motherfucker, man, you crazy. You can keep that shit over there, but that's some crazy-ass shit, man.
Mm-hmm. I'm plugged in, bitch.
Crazy.
I'm looking at him. They ain't got nothing but the crazy thing is, if you go to the internet and there's the Google Austin bomber, they ain't got nothing but these young ass pictures of him. Like, they got none of the most recent pictures on the internet. I'm not bullshit.
Going into that, you know, I ain't trying to get all on that type of shit, but going into that, you have to ask, like, hey, the way they describe these white guys, which are Americans. In America, the way they describe these terrorists and, you know, well, I ain't gonna say white guys. I'm just saying the way that they describe these men that, you know, place bombs in people's cribs, you know, go in schools and shoot 17 to 27 people up,
right.
You know, trying to kill people that go in movie theaters,
right.
You know, trying to shoot niggas and shit, people that go in churches and kill people, those type of people, they don't get looked at on the media as thugs and terrorists or people like that. Even the dude in Las Vegas, I don't even think they was calling him a terrorist. No. He just did what he just did. And then they took him out. They said some footage just came out of all of that.
I seen the post of it, but I ain't watch it.
What you think about those kids that got up on that magazine. They got up on that magazine.
Are you talking about the kids from the shooting? Yeah, hey, man. Like I said, I salute them kids because a lot of them, man, they getting, like, people doing Photoshop of them, man. The most recent shit, they doing Photoshop. Let me pull it up, man. But basically, they're basically trying to sabotage them. And they like, it's not the truth. Everybody knows. Huh?
I'm trying to sabotage.
I don't know, somebody did a Photoshop with one of the kids. And got him looking all bad. I got to pull up the picture so I can see what it was. But it's crazy that they did all that. And people actually trying to bring the kids down for standing for themselves. You feel me? It's crazy to me, man. I don't get that.
Yeah.
I mean, one thing, I thought y'all would be supporting them, but it's crazy. Hold on. I got to find it. Give me one moment. Because the shit to me is dope, though, man. Like, they really see it being something bigger than what it is. And really, you know, shit, but it's people that age. They scared to go to school. I would feel uncomfortable. Matter of fact, you know what I mean? At my little place of establishment, got an email. You know, how would you feel? You at work, right? Let me put it in a scenario. You at work. You know what I mean? And okay, you're on the computer. They hit you up. You get an email. Mm-hmm. The email says, we're going to lock the front door until further notice because of a phone call. We'll keep you posted. I said, what? They said.
Say that again?
Yeah. Check it out.
Hold on.
It was an email. It said, we're going moving forward until further notice, we are going to start locking the front door. We'll let you know. This is a scenario. No, how would you feel if he was at work and you got that email?
Oh, I was finna say, if I got that email, yeah, okay. I would be like, okay, we gonna see what's up.
It says,
sure. I wish motherfucker would. That's all I'm gonna explain. Like, but yeah,
you gotta tell somebody in a situation like that. You gonna tell me you gonna lock the front door because of a phone call, nigga? What was the phone call? Just let me know what they said. Like, I don't know. So I can see, and now they got kids getting bullied. I'm just putting a scenario like that. Like, I know how I felt when I got that email. Like, nigga, like, I go in the front door. Now I gotta, you know, walk around looking all crazy. And kids is probably the same way with that. I don't know, PTSD, all that shit, man. All type of shit could occur. It's crazy.
It's crazy, bro. Like, I mean, the thing that fucks me up about all of this shit is how, I mean, because at the end of the day, they're not going
to guns, bro.
You know, like, what if there's a zombie apocalypse? People need guns, you know what I'm saying? But if we can't ban, they're not about to ban AR-15s.
Now, with Trump in office, they better not ban the motherfuckers. Ain't no telling what might happen. We might go to war.
I mean, but people that shoot up schools and movie theaters, they don't obey the gun laws right now. So why the fuck would they obey any other gun law that they make to change situations that's fucked up for everybody right now? They're not gonna break them laws too. It is what it is. It's fucked up. It ain't God's work. It can't be God's work. It's probably the devil's work that's doing all this shooting in schools and shit. But I do think bullying has to do with that shit.
I didn't think about that because internet does play a big part. You know, we used to roast. It was roast. You at least get to go home.
Day, nigga,
you know, at the end of the day, nigga, you go home. Yeah.
And it was done.
Yeah, on Facebook, still roasting. It's going live.
You go, right, you like, damn, I just want to, now you just want to die. Or kill everybody else.
Yeah, that's how some of these
motherfuckers is thinking. It's really fucked up. Wasn't the first Columbine in Colorado? That was the first one. So that's how long this shit been going
17,
on.
How many shit crazy. Did you say was on White House lawn?
I looked at that shit that's again. It was really 1,400.
Since that Columbine shit, I think. Man. Yeah, that's crazy. That's scoop.
Okay, so check out this other shit. A white police officer, got fired after he fatally shot a black unarmed motorist. I'm tripping. I said this wrong. Let me start this over. A white police officer fired after he fatally shot a black unarmed motorist will get about 345 what? Racks. That's right.
The officer?
Damn. I'm plugged in, bitch.
I just had to get that out. Now, this wait, is wait. A backpack.
The officer.
And legal fee.
You said officer. Get the fuck out of here.
The officer. 345 racks in backpack and legal fees from the University of Cincinnati.
You got to be kidding.
Okay. The school said his name is Sam DeBose. He's 43 years old. No, I'm tripping. Sam DeBose is the one that got right. shot. The black dude. Okay. Sam DeBose. Rest in peace. He was 43 years old. He got shot in the head by this cop after he got pulled over for missing front license plate
Damn.
In 2015. Okay, he testified that he believed his life was in danger when Sam DeBose tried to drive away.
So he shot him in his head.
A traffic stop. Dude got 345 racks.
What type of officer is that?
In back pay. In legal fees.
He making that type of money?
Officer of the law. Officer of American law. What people tend to forget is not all of them, but a lot of these officers around America, I personally think, like I said, not all of them, but probably a little under 5%, some of them got a KKK background. A lot of the southern states, you know, they still got a lot of that shit right. going on very actively. And some of them just gotta have it in their blood. You know what I mean? Not that they're just like born. Well, I guess they are pretty much born into it. And like I said, it's a small ass percentage. But my nigga, there's a small ass percentage that is tied into that KKK shit. And you can believe
that I believe
our police officers.
All that. Fire. All that.
Law. That. That's why a lot of people. That's why. You know, another thing about niggas is, you know, we just, you know, a lot of us are real smart, but in this country, you got to be super educated or else you really ain't going to be shit. And a lot of us just tend to really slide into entertainment.
That's or sports.
So a lot of people don't realize, man, I wish I would have just tried to be a lawyer, nigga. I ain't realized that shit till I was 30. But if somebody would have told me, you know, I was going to come, you know, witness all the shit that niggas that we be seeing. And it happens to everybody, not just black people, but nigga, we be getting smoked on TV all the time. Police officers. I mean, there's been dozens of police officers that don't get no charges for clearly killing a black person. But, you know, it's fucked up. We probably ain't going to do nothing about it, you know, but say, you know, fuck the police and shit. So until some shit really go down. Y'all gotta stay plugged in. This is like eight, episode what? Eight?
Nine. Eight. Nine. One of them. He said eight. It's eight.
Man. You are now tuned into the Plugged In podcast. I'm plugged in.
Yeah, so.
I'm plugged in, bitch.
The shooting is among numerous cases nationwide that have called attention to how police deal with blacks. And the two trials underscored the difficulty prosecutors have gained in convictions of police officers for on-duty shootings. The University of Cincinnati agreed to pay more than 245 racks in back pay and benefits and $100,000 in legal fees. That's what they paid for, dude. They took care of him while he was in court. You know, a lot of black people ain't going to get that kind of shit. Some shit that the homie on Facebook posted the other day. And I ain't did too much research on it, but apparently some girl, she was in her 20s, she let her one-year-old blunt.
Yeah, man. You see that shit? She need to go to jail for that dumbass shit. I mean, you... Nigga.
But they talking about giving her life.
I mean, you know that... I mean, it's a lot of other shit. I mean, I'm not condoning that shit. You know what I mean? But life... I mean, I ain't the judge.
Hold on, maybe I'm tripping. Maybe I'm tripping. Let me see.
No, man,
go ahead.
I ain't the judge. I can't judge him, man. But that's bullshit, though. Nigga, don't be giving me no baby no motherfucking... Is that the one where the baby was really hitting the weed, though? Like, he was... Yeah.
I believe there's, like, a picture out there where the baby was hitting the weed.
Hell. Yeah, okay.
There's a video.
It's a little baby, too.
Little baby.
Yeah, he was hitting it.
They said 1 year old. Yeah, she's 20.
Tripping. Thought it was cute. Sent the video to somebody. Somebody shared it. Somebody called her in. You can't be doing that with your kid, baby girl. And I, you know what? I can't even be mad at her because maybe she didn't have nobody there to teach her. You know what I mean? Right from wrong. You know what I mean? So,
my nigga, I hear what you're saying, and I'm not justifying it at all, or I'm not trying to make it seem like she didn't do a terrible thing, but I believe they're trying to give her, like, if I could be wrong, because I'm going to have to look it up again. I just don't want to, but from what I'm looking down on here, I know she's probably going to be hitting at least 25 to a lot, but you remember Casey Anthony?
Yeah, didn't she kill her baby? Yeah, you're right. But you want me to tell you what that is?
Because this girl
it's,
black.
And it's a you got money, you don't situation, too. You know what I mean? The court system's fucked up.
Yeah.
It is. You right. She walking scot-free right now.
Yeah.
What about the dude who shot Trayvon Martin, the guy with the Skittles? You know what I mean? Yeah, he's free, too.
He's walking around right now. He just wanted to go get him some Taco Bell or some bullshit.
Yeah.
Talking about George Zimmerman.
My bad, y'all. You know what I mean? But I'm saying, though. You right.
Yeah. All bad. So, yeah, you're now tuned in to the Plugged In podcast. This is episode 8. And, we've covered a lot of shit. What's been up with you lately, my nigga? I ain't rapping with you
in a
couple days.
Yeah, they cool. Get to it. You hear about that Facebook scandal, though?
Yeah.
That Facebook scandal.
That what?
I mean, as far as me giving out that information, bro. Yeah.
Mm-mm. I did hear something.
It's basically a year after Facebook was founded, privacy advocates complained that an internet company built on tracking users' habits was constantly finding new ways to exploit personal information. So what it's saying is these motherfuckers been gathering a gang of information. You know, sometimes on them applications where you hit like, do I look like so-and-so? You know, set it off. What Friday character am I? All that shit. You know what I mean? You basically giving these people this access to your phone. You know what I mean? So it's basically exploiting your personal information. All around the board. And now, what's the dude who owns Facebook? I can't think of his name, but this motherfucker, they're talking about it, he might get on the stand to testify, man. Get on the stand to testify.
Right, what?
About all this information that was shared.
Well, people.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. Give me one moment. And they also got a...
I seen some.
Yeah, but did you hear about the people who were suing them?
Go ahead.
Now there was 4 people after these allegations came up. Oh damn! They said they reportedly accessed information from about 50 million Facebook users without their knowledge. 50 million people. You know what I mean? And then there was 4 people that came up and sued their ass because of this shit. Like it's gonna be a big ass case, but you know, 50 million people. Man, they accessed my information too. Put me on that list. I'll take that $500 check. Because you know you got some bread for 50 million people. Now, I don't know what information.
Yeah. What's up, Rob?
What's happening? I don't know what information they got.
Rob done got plugged in. But yeah,
Wait a minute. That's crazy. He said, I track the stuff for a living. How the heck is an ordinary person supposed to manage this? He said, I downloaded 14 years of my Facebook data, and here's what happened. Inside the tech industry in play have long been conscious of the potential damage impact that a data breach could have on user trust. So they've been throwing on this data for 14 years. That's crazy. They've been locking y'all in. Years ago, the FTC found Facebook allowed third-party applications to access more user data than you needed to operate. Apple was criticized in 2011 for how it stored users' location data, and Google was fined in 2013 for scooping up data from unknown users while gathering mapping images for its Street View product. Man, these motherfuckers been locking in on yo. That's crazy. That's crazy. What you feel about that? Mapping in on you. You know what I mean? Picture, all that.
Well, I'll be...
It was mapping. Yeah, they said gathering mapping images from its Street View product. All for you. Me.
Well, I know a couple people who do like IT work, and they've been telling me, nigga, for probably about 3-4 years now that they don't fucking use Facebook Messenger. They don't use their camera a lot. You know, and because motherfuckers can see that shit. That's why they got that Alexa shit in everybody's house.
Yeah, I ain't got nothing. I don't want that. Listen,
you know that Alexa shit I'm talking about? My mom got that shit. Hey, Alexa. She be like, yes, how's your day going? Creepy shit. They just getting all that data, bro. I guarantee that Alexa shit got a camera in it. Now they got a new. I seen a commercial recently, because I don't have cable. I think I might have been down there in Topeka at somebody's house. And they got some other shit now that talks to you that you can have in your house.
Nah, man, I'm cool.
I gotta look it up. That shit wild, though.
Fuck that. I mean, yeah. I'm cool.
That's why somebody they really started talking about that shit when Snapchat first popped off.
You send your location with the pictures, ain't you? You do Snapchat.
Well, not even that. People are like, the government can get face recognition from your phone when you're just taking selfies all day using filters and shit. When you just take a different. Yeah. But, you know, if you, every, you know, they know how to find you if they need to with your social or whatever. Especially if you're staying near this area, you know what I'm saying? They catch niggas that are on the run for murder and shit. So, not saying that you can't get caught, but you know. Yeah, man. That's fucked up about the baby, though. I did a little bit more reading on it. I didn't even realize that the baby actually inhaled the little cigar. They charged the girl with marijuana possession.
Baby hit the weed. Yeah, you hear about wild. DMX.
You talking about how he's supposed to? He about to go to
jail for a year, my nigga.
Well, yeah, I know he's about to go to jail.
He got 1 year.
How long?
He said the judge is gonna say, "Yeah, DMX." The article says DMX faces the music. That's fucked up. See, faces the music,
nigga. I heard that the motherfucking judge wants him to perform in court. That's what I heard.
Oh, he did. He requested to hear his hit Slipping. That's fucked up.
That nigga's number one song. He got that
flannel.
See me.
You tell me. I'm saying right.
So you want me to get one last? That's whole shit to me. Yeah, man. You ready to get it?
Oh yeah, man. I'm tapping with the homie, man. I'm ready to tap in. Yeah.
We're just gonna really just go with the flow and just get it in the best way we can.
I think we should, you know, shoot this little like a little intro, like a little intro, bro. You know what I mean?
And just promote it like that while we
getting it right. Yeah. You feel me?
Yeah, I just want to really get one scene. That's all it's going to be. It's just one scene. It's most likely going to be
Yeah.
But yeah, that's on some other shit. We're gonna keep y'all plugged in with that later.
I'm plugged in.
Yeah, we're gonna plug in with that later.
I'm plugged in, bitch.
Did you hear about the 7-month-old baby?
I heard about this
in a hospital after. Yeah, she got accidentally shot by a 4-year-old at the crib. Yeah,
That's crazy. How'd the baby get the gun was the question. How'd he get the gun? And where was you at that he was able to get the gun and shoot the baby and you didn't? I mean, come on, man. That's sad. You know what I mean?
Wow.
To me, that is, because, I mean, especially a baby, man. I was so careful of my daughter, you know what I mean? When she was that little, I was just like, but, you know, you have another kid, gets a gun, and then shoots the baby. It's a whole lot of shit going on, or it was a lot of shit happening where you weren't paying attention at all. And the gun had to be cocked. You know, he has Superman strength or something.
You are now tuned in to the Plugged In Podcast. I'm plugged in.
Now tuned in, man. This is episode 8. Make sure y'all subscribe and like this video. Share this video. But most importantly, make sure you follow us on Instagram. Plugged in _ you know, that's plugged in with 3 and yeah, bitch. Yeah, man. Once again, shout out to KU, Kansas Jayhawks basketball, men's basketball. They're going to the Final Four again. I think this is the third time in the last 10 years. That's my motherfucking squad. I used to, I stayed in Lawrence coming up. Really out there when I'm active. And it's just a blessing to see them. It's just a blessing to see that basketball club go as far as they have gone. And to you know, it's just a blessing. So they'll be down there in San Antonio along with Loyola, I think. Fucking Michigan and Villanova, who they play Saturday. Who I think I'm probably going to tap into and try to check out. What you got going Friday night? We might do another episode Friday night, maybe not. I won't really get there until super late. So.
Really, man. We can tap in and just whatever, for real. No matter to me.
Easter's this Sunday. Easter's this Sunday.
About to go to church on Easter Sunday, man. I know it's fucked up, but that's how it is. And that's when I go. I'm going to keep it funky. That's just me. Yeah.
Sorry. Hey.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Nah. I'm not a regular church goer. The last time I went. The church was for a funeral.
I go.
Yeah, that's for my grandpa.
My kids asked me to go.
Maybe I'll try to go another time. But
no, my kids asked me to go, so I'm going to go, you know, do the family. I really don't, though. Yeah, I believe in the Lord, though. You know, I talk to him. But, and so,
Where y'all going?
This is a new church. This is actually a new church, man.
Where y'all going?
It's over there by the, that old Avenue Lease on the south side. You know what I mean? That whole building. Yeah.
That's dope. That's dope. You might be able to. That's dope. It's to be honest with you, it's dope hearing that there's a new church in Topeka because that like it's like built new, you know what I mean?
Took over it probably still
feels good. It's a brand new building.
I mean, if y'all can't make it to that one, you know, I'm just saying if y'all do go to churches, do y'all things, everybody don't go like you said, you know what I mean? I do believe in God, but I just ain't my
God. I feel you, man. I grew up going to church. Well, I ain't grow up. I just kind of like went to church from like maybe 15 to 17, but was like going to church every Sunday. Right. Was heavily involved and was still heavily involved. Well, nah, I didn't get into the streets till I was about 18, 17, seriously, about 17, 18, as soon as I got out of high school. But that's on something. But yeah, church is cool, man. It's messed up, though. A lot of people do just go on Easter.
Yeah.
That's not purposely. It's just, you know, Easter, it's crazy. That's how it comes back right around every year.
Damn, so right to it.
Before you know it.
Suited and booted.
Yeah, man. Ain't got too much more to push up on. To plug y'all in with. Shout out to, I haven't even got a chance to check out Keeson.
Oh, yeah, man, there was some technical difficulties. It's getting ready to drop some of that Blood Brother. It's some dope shit, man. They kind of, you know, they shot.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah. Okay, cool.
No, man, it was some studio shit that happened, man. But that's going to get worked out. We're going to drop it quick, fast, in a hurry. But if not, go to their page. If y'all, you know, y'all on Facebook, Keys and Kane. And, you know, they got some stuff up there. They got some songs and stuff up there that I can listen to. And tap in with us, though. Like the page, Plugged In Podcast. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Friday.
I'm plugged in. You are now tuned in to Plug
In. Check us out Friday. Tap in with us Friday.
Hell yeah. Huh? Check us out Friday.
Yeah.
Make sure you hit us up on Instagram, Twitter, all of that. And yeah, man, stay plugged in and we'll get y'all next time, man.
All right, man.
All right, bro. I'm going to tap in with you.
Yes.
Yeah.